Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there, and welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. On the show today, we're recognizing the month of the military child with a couple that's helping military families one home at a time in a big way. Before we get started, I want to personally thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USA, where we take care of our own, with additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. Together, they make Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week. We love them, too. I'm excited to introduce to you today's guests. First Sergeant, I love saying that already. First Sergeant retired Patrick Reed. Yay!
And his wife, Maria. Good morning.
Creators and co-hosts of Moving with the Military on Veteran or Vet Screen TV. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, good morning.
When I was looking at your beard, I was thinking, man, I should have that beard. I look so good with that beard on. But, you know, people may, no, never mind. We got it.
It was a lot longer, but I cut it off.
Is that right? I don't think I could grow mine a half an inch. But anyway, we got that. Well, hey, look here. We got a lot to talk about. Before we go any further, could each one of you take a minute, tell the audience just a little bit about yourself. And I know how this works. I know who's in charge. Maria, you're going to start first. Go and tell the audience about yourself.
Well, thank you. Patrick and I have been married for 23 years and going to be 24 this year.
Yes,
exciting. Been a military spouse, obviously, all that time. And I won the Army Spouse of the Year in 2019.
Yay!
Yay, right? Go Army.
For
what we're doing, which is honoring military families with surprise home makeovers through our show, Moving with the Military. And I'm a mom of two. Our son is serving in the military, also Army, and our daughter, right? And our daughter, I think, is maybe too soon, but I think she's headed to law school.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You never know.
Yeah. You know, I bought all my grandkids Army shirts, so they wear those Army shirts around the time. I'm trying to work them. They're only 10 and 8 and 6, but I'm working on them now to get them going there.
Oh,
so
that's for that.
And you said you got 23 years been married 23 years. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe.
Well, you know what I call that as a rookie? I've been married 56 years, so I know who's in charge.
Congratulations.
That is awesome. He stuck with me.
We're working on it.
Wait a minute. The key to success is whatever she says, don't say the first thing that pops in your mind. Don't say the second thing.
Well, I have a problem with that.
Hey, first off, go and tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, good morning, everybody. Initially, I joined in 98. Came in, hit boots on the ground, infantry school, Fort Benning, January 99. Served until November 30th of 2003. We just recently got married. I went off to the invasion, came back, got out. Went to school, got my Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. Then work just didn't work out in the civilian world in South Florida. So we came back in the Army. April 5th of 2010. Hit the boots there as a CAV Scout. Then I just recently retired 9 months ago, June 1st of 25. So I'm newly retired, Sergeant Major.
Now he's working with me.
Well, that's the key to success. And he does everything you tell him. How many years do you have in the military?
Well, for myself, 20 years in a couple weeks.
Well, if you add 16 years, I had like 36 years in it. Yes. I'm so nervous. But I did get out and come back in, too. Yes. So I stayed out 2 years to come back in.
Yes.
Hey, so I'm going to talk to the boss. Marie, what would you tell us? What would you tell us? What moving with the military? What was the inspiration for bringing out doing that show? I mean, that's a great show and a great idea. So, but what was the inspiration?
Thank you. I remember watching all the home makeover shows that were out, and I always felt like the military was a special, Veterans Day, that it was something, but we weren't considered all of the time. And I said, we're the ones who are always making house over and over and over again. And sometimes it's not easy. We get places, we have furniture from one house going to the next house, trying to make it fit. I had a dresser in the kitchen because where's it going to go? You know, what are we going to do? And I realized that I wasn't the only one. All military families were going through the same thing. And I often heard the, oh, we'll handle it when we get to our forever home, when we get there. But you're living this life and you're making memories right now. Why are we going to live amongst a million boxes? We do that when we have to PCS anyway. But how do we make a house feel like a home? So I started the show. I have a production, television production background, and thought it would be easy going to the big networks. They would love this, right? What a great idea. Yeah, no, we were met with, sadly, we don't think America is interested in a show dedicated to military families. Thanks. It's not personal. It's business. And I'm like, you know, for a military spouse of about that time, 15 years, 16 years, I was like, no, it's kind of a lot personal. I was going to say hella personal because yes, it is. And I was like, we're going to do it anyway. We're going to do it on our own. And luckily, he was deployed at the time. Because we were using our own money, or I was using our own money to fund.
That's good as you deployed. You didn't know you was using. No, go ahead.
Be jerky.
Right. Our first 2 years, it was all financed through us. Yeah. We did it because we knew what it gave to military families, that they felt that the stuff was nice, but they felt seen. They felt heard. And that was the most important part. I think the makeovers are great, but their reactions and how they are afterwards, because they always say the same thing. Whenever you're doing the next makeover, call me, I'll come volunteer.
And their individual stories.
Yeah, their stories are incredible. So that's what we do.
Well, I was going to tell you, when you was talking about PCS and getting and moving, you know, household goods from one to another, I remember throwing out so much stuff, getting rid of, because it didn't fit in the next house. I went from D.C. to MacDill one time, and I lived in it was a 800 or 900 square foot house. It was unbelievable. It was tough. Hey, how long has the show been in production? How long? How many years?
We're in season 9, so 9 years.
Oh my goodness, that's been really going on. And you did a lot of really good things and helped a lot of people out, which is really
over,
neat. That's
over 80 makeovers.
Mm-hmm. 80? Oh, my goodness. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. Hey, for certain, where does the funding come from, both for the production costs and the renovation? I mean, where does that money come from?
Well, originally, like Maria said to our major, it was coming out of our paychecks. She was teaching, and of course, I was serving. I think we started when I was a staff sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few years later, we got some sponsorship. We would use local companies. Mm-hmm. We'd highlight them. They would donate labor, goods to what we were doing. But for the most part, like I said, we kickstarted ourselves with our paychecks, and now we have some sponsorship to help military families out.
So I'm gonna plug if I can, because our title sponsor has been with us for the last 6 years, and they're incredible.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll say it 2-3 times. Go ahead. Say it.
So I just want to say thank you to New Res. They are an incredible mortgage company. They really care about the military. Brittany Bacher, who heads the military division there, was the military spouse of the year. I hope I get it right. I think it was 2015. And she is an incredible person who really cares. She's lived the life, so she gets it. And that's why she, working with New Res, supports companies that help military families.
Yeah. Does any of the military families that you renovate their homes, do they donate any money to you at all? Or do you just going to renovate and that's just, yeah.
No, absolutely not. No,
we would never ask a military family.
Well, I mean, you don't have that. Sometimes people say, hey, since you did that, can I help you out in some way or whatever?
They always want to volunteer, which I think is more important. We need hands.
Yeah,
absolutely. Hey, I first heard you were still on active duty when the show first started. What was the role initially and has it changed now since I'm sure it has since you retired?
Well, initially, so most of the time she ramped up for episodes on Major Alvis deployed. It was her way to
keep my mind off the fact
that I was deployed. So I would literally get a phone call, on my burner phones, like we always get, I need a picture of you doing this, or I need you holding up a sign once when I was in Iraq, and or out in the field, if we were doing chow runs, show us what you do supporting the military when you're out in the field. So that was my role. And once again, fully supporting her in everything that she was doing. And then when I was back home, helping her, look at edits, running around shopping for
this favorite thing.
My favorite thing. Actually, it's the returns. helping her shopping and just ideas, brainstorming.
But you did do some makeovers even when you were in the military. I think some of your favorite were the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you think about it here a little bit, it probably helped in your transition.
Yes.
A great deal, because a lot of people struggle when they're transitioning out of the military. Mm-hmm. And because you really already had a purpose, a goal and objective right there. So you just sort of fell right in. That's really a great idea. I struggled a little bit when I first got out of the service, but that's really good. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I like to hear about some of the, some of the episodes that really you felt made a difference. So I know you're not going to go anywhere. You guys are professionals. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Yes, okay.
Hey, this is Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major Army. And if you're enjoying this, I know that you are, because we're talking about taking care of the military family, military children. Sometimes we forget about the sacrifices that they make for all of us. So please like us. Click on that subscribe button below, and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A century ago, our founders made a promise to always take care of their own. That promise is still at the heart of everything we do, and why our members know we'll do what's right. Because at USAA, we take care of our own.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with First Sergeant Retired Patrick Reed and his wife, Maria, the creators of co-host of the TV show Moving with Military. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support our work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you don't have any plans for, or you're trying to get rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website, AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate, and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Maria, I love talking to you. I'm already pumped up talking about this. What do you hope the audience takes away from Moving with the Military? What do you hope they take away?
seeing the family, that the family is seen. I think you said it a little bit earlier. Sometimes the family is forgotten. And especially the kids. Our daughter had mentioned, but you know, by the time she was a senior in high school, she'd already been to 9 schools. Mm-hmm. There was so much that the kids and the family go through that is often overlooked. And we wanted Moving with the Military to, of course, highlight and honor the service member for their service and sacrifices, but also the family, and that they see a service member and their family as people, their mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, cousins, their people. And this is so important because it's a life most people will never understand. We're the 1%. And I want to be able to highlight their stories and show the world how great military families are.
Well, you know, you bring up a great point because I never watched my kids grow up because I was always gone. Mm-hmm. And I told you a little while ago, I never moved any household good. My wife did all that stuff. I'd go to wherever I had to go, and she'd follow me along, except for the last time when I retired. And of course, that was the one time I really did help. And I said, man, this is a lot of work here right here. So yeah, some people just, they don't get it. And it's a shame, but, it's something we raised our hand and said, we'll do it. So it's something I love, and I'm sure you, Patrick, you loved it too. But I wish there was a way to educate the country, you know, because really the answer is, you said a little while ago, you went to ask people if they would, you know, put on the TV or whatever they want them to do there. And they said, I'm not sure they say what important, but maybe they didn't want to put it on there. But the real answer is, Patrick, you and me was willing to die for their freedom. And that's something that people don't really understand, those kind of sacrifices. So it's a shame, but it's a job that we rose our hand to do. And I'd loved every day of it. I'm sure you did too. Could you give us an example of an episode that really moved you? Like stuff moved me all the time, but where you could tell how much that renovation really meant to the family.
Well, so Major, I've only done five. The last four because I retired.
Well, don't say only done five. I mean, five's a lot. I've done five. Great.
Compared to the vet here, I pale in comparison. But I think if I remember correctly, when we first moved to the Fort Hood area, like, we've been there for 9 years. We did a holiday episode. It was an outdoor one. Mm-hmm. For a family in San Antonio.
On post.
On post.
Yeah.
I think they were both dual military. He was out, she was still in. And I love Christmas. You know, I like colorful lights. I love to be outdoors, of course. So we did a whole front yard renovation. We put trees in, bushes, we hung lights, North Pole this way, because he had some severe injuries. He wasn't able to go outside and hang up the ornaments and things of that nature for the family for the holiday season. So it was my first episode where I got my boots wet and my gloves muddy. We had a great volunteer show out, and when they all. I think they were all in the house while we were doing this.
We wouldn't let them out.
Yeah. We wouldn't let them outside. So because it was an outdoor, so when they came out and then saw just the reaction, I mean, every reaction for any of the shows that we've done is monumental because they're all sincere, they're all original. But that was for me being the tie that I love the holiday seasons. You know, to be able to do that for them and see their honest and wholesome reaction was just for me just touching.
Yeah, you know, I was sitting there thinking while you're talking, a little act of kindness. Yes. You know, it goes a long ways. Mm-hmm. You don't know the lives that you touch because you know those kids or the people around or the people that are watching, they'll never forget that. Mm-hmm. That you really, quite frankly, change their life. You know, and in hopes that they sort of pay it forward. That mm-hmm. they do something for somebody else. Hey, Maria, what about you? Is there an episode you feel really illustrates the impact you're having on these families?
It It's hard for me to answer that question.
Because there's so many of them.
Yeah, there's so many, and they all have different reasons. But the one that sticks out to me was for, he was a Marine and got out. I guess I can never say was a Marine. He's a Marine veteran mm-hmm. and then is now serving in the Coast Guard. And his wife, her name is Stacy. She's battling cancer.
Oh,
and
wow.
That episode was, number one, hard to keep a secret because it's incredible. But we were able to get to Kentucky and surprise her. We got him in on it, her husband. He was in on it. And we were able to surprise her with an entire kitchen renovation that took months because it was we gutted it. That kitchen needed to go. And to watch the community come together from the cabinet companies, the electricians, the drywall plasterers, the plumbers, everyone who came in to support this family, there wasn't even a question. I would make cold calls to companies in Kentucky. We're not in Kentucky, but I'd share their story. And they're like, I'm going to stop you right there. My answer is yes. Whatever you need, let's get this done. And all those people who came and helped are still friends with the family. They check in on her. They check in on them to make sure that they're okay. How can we support you? Because it really does become a family. And that episode just stayed with me because of the how much love people gave, that kindness with no question and wanting nothing in return. Like, I just want to do it so I can help this family. That is what really meant a lot to me.
A couple of things. One is that military families, our community is really pretty small. The other thing is, I'm thinking as you're talking, I bet you guys get a lot of hugs and a lot of tears.
Yes. Right? I'm a hugger.
Yes, a hugger.
Yeah, I'm a hugger, too. I'm a crier, too. I cry, too. I'm, you know, something sad. But it's emotionally, it's probably really draining sometimes because of the impact that you have on the families there. Hey, April is the month of the military childs. Don't you have an episode coming up featuring a renovation of a military child?
We do. We did. Right. We just actually did three kids, two bedrooms.
My goodness.
And it was unbelievable because our turnaround is quick. Mm-hmm. We have about a day. So I put him, like I said, am I the boss? Household six? You know, we're on a strict timeline to get everything done. Paint, hang curtains, clean up, put furniture together, bring in, you know, get everything done in a short amount of time. And we did these beautiful makeovers. The kids were amazing. Their reactions were spectacular. They couldn't believe what we did. But more importantly, it wasn't the stuff. It's that someone did this for them. Because I remember one of the girls saying, you did this for me? This for us? Like, wow, no one's ever thought of us. And so we definitely love our military kids and want to honor them all the time.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, I have five great grandbabies, and children are so special. And the fact, the older I get, you know, I see little kids in the airport, and I just want to go up and hug them and talk to them. But nowadays they go, look, get that weirdo out of here. We don't want him close. Hey, I'd like to hear about the future of the show, but we need to take another quick break. You guys know all about this. We got to take breaks for our sponsors. So hold right there. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word for one more of the organizations that help make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Quality insurance will set you up for the rest of your life. And I think that's what Blue Cross and Blue Shield has demonstrated for decades.
It adds to your longevity of life because we want to be there for our loved ones. We want to be there for our family.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with First Sergeant retired Patrick Reed and his wife, Maria, creators and co-host of Moving with the Military, a show on VetStreamTV.com. Remember, this is your show. We know there are so many issues that directly affect you. And we want to address each and every one of them. So please let me know what you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Maria, you're in your ninth season of moving with the military. How long are you going to keep this up? Are we going to keep on doing it? How long?
Forever.
Exactly.
That's the answer. Right answer.
Yeah. As long as we can lift hammers and carry tools and do the things, we're going to keep going because military families matter. And we won't stop until we can't do it anymore.
Well, yeah, that's what me and Ted said. We'll keep doing our show as long as we can, really till we die, I guess we always say. But the fact that, again, I've said it already, but the fact that you change lives, that you help people that struggle sometime, and you really make a difference. And again, in hopes that they play it forward. And that's what we all need to do. We need to make sure we try real hard to take care of each other. First, Sean, any other future plans you guys have? Any future, or what are your future plans? I guess a good question for you.
Well, my future plans started with when I dropped my retirement packet. So I'm measuring. it's to support the show, support military families, give back. You know, as an NCO, as soon as you make sergeant, you're taking care of soldiers and their families. It doesn't stop. It shouldn't stop. You know, as you said earlier, we continue to pay it forward in support of our military and their families. So that's my future plans. Our major just to continue to do this as long as I can, even if I have to use an automatic hammer.
Yeah. Well, again, I said already a couple of times, there's so many people out there that struggle and sometimes, you know, they don't need a whole lot, but sometimes just a hand up to get them going in the right direction. And I do as much as I can. I wish I could do more, but there's a lot of people. Hopefully there's a lot of people like us out doing as much as we can each and every day. Hey, Maria, please remind people how they can watch and moving with the military, and how can they nominate a family? I mean, that's really a good question for a lot of people. If somebody wants to nominate someone, how do they do that?
Yes. So on our website, nominations are open all year long. It's movingwiththemilitary.tv. And there's a button right there that says, let's get started. Nominate a deserving veteran or military family. You just fill out the form, share their story, share why you want to nominate this family. And I say this often, you can nominate yourself. Because a lot of families are like, we just moved here, or I really don't know anybody yet. I feel weird nominating myself, but we have needs or whatever. Yes, nominate yourself. We want to be able to support as many families as we can.
And branch.
Yeah.
It's not branch specific. We just don't do it for the Army.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. So all branches of service, doesn't matter when you served. We just want to be able to support the families. So that way would be the way to nominate. And then you can watch our show on vetstreamtv.com and all of our social channels, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, so they can watch all of our antics. He's kind of funny.
Oh, I think he's doing a great job.
he's hilarious on the show.
And like us, everybody says, smash that like button because that viewership helps us and our sponsors. Which in turn helps us provide more for military families.
Correct.
Well, it allows you to have a bigger voice.
Yes.
You know, the more people that follow you, the more people who subscribe, the people who listen right now, if we all pull together, we can change a lot of things. But if you're out there individually running around, you can't change. So I always tell people, if you like the show, click on the subscribe button. But more than anything else, if we pull together, there's like, and I get different numbers, like 17 million veterans out there. Just think we all pulled together. What kind of voice that we have.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to tell you, so I can nominate myself. That's the okay. So I'm thinking about it right now because I have some stuff here. No.
Come on over. We have a board that reads all of the nominations. We go through the stories and we try and do as much as we can. Sometimes the need is very great. There were a lot of floods that happened in Texas last year, and a lot of veterans lost their homes. So we try and help any way we can. We were there while the storm had just ended, and we went down to help bring supplies, water, shovels, like all those tools, all the things that they needed. So we got to see firsthand, and it was hard. It was hard seeing a lot of the things that we saw. So we just want to be able to help and give back. You'd asked Patrick earlier, what's next? This is his next mission.
Yes.
Service, serving, still after service. So I'm like, yes, yes. He's good with a hammer.
If I had a hammer, I'd probably break my fingers. Like, hey, this has been a great discussion. Any final thoughts? Anything, Maria? We're going to start with Maria. Go ahead. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to share with the audience?
I just want to share that what we're doing is to support military families. And so if you, like Patrick said, like, follow, share, the more people know about us, the more that we're able to do. And if you're interested also in volunteering, send us a message via social media, and we'd love to chat with you.
Yeah, if we're in your local area, come out and support us in support of military families. And once again, you know, all the platforms, we're on it. Hit the like button. It just, like, once again, it just helps us support military families through viewership. Like us.
And watch the Month of the Military Child episode.
Hey, first on, I have one question. I guess you got your final thoughts in there already, but you missed the military?
Of course. I mean, I'm generational. At one time, my father, my little brother, and myself were all serving. At the same time, my son's serving now, my grandfather. It just goes back. And we've all been Army. And I'm literally like a mile away from the reservation. I drive by it, and you can't but miss it. It's such a great, at least for the Army, I can say it's a great branch. It's a great group of people. My neighborhood, I'm surrounded, my whole street's prior service or active right now. And like you said earlier, Sergeant Major, we're small. We bump into one another all over the place.
Over the country, yep.
I mean, yeah, it's I do miss it.
I see him light up when we go on post.
What's your son's MOS? What's his field?
He's 11 Charlie, so I imagine he's
a mortarman. He's a mortarman. Yeah, that's a good chat. Yep. Well, first of all, I can't thank you guys enough for coming on the show. And
thanks
you
for
just,
thank you for having us.
You blessed my day, and I love to hear people talk about helping. That's right. I don't know if I can do that, but I'll give it back to you. But you blessed the day, and you blessed a lot of people. So I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for just taking the time to be with us for a very short period of time. And maybe, you know, a year down the road, you come back again, talk about what you've been doing here. But thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
For having us, our pleasure.
We appreciate it.
It's been an honor.
Thank you. Thanks again to Patrick and Maria for being with us. I got to say, First Sergeant, for being with us. I'm Jack Dilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on our website at yournextmission.org and check out our job board in partnership with the Recruit Military and Upline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages. Never thought I'd ever say that. Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications of our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And today we talked about something that just really motivated me about playing it forward, helping our military out, renovating their homes or whatever. But we've got to make sure that we take care of each other. You know, Maria and the First Sergeant talked about it. There's a lot of people who have no earthly idea of what we go through on a daily basis and how much we sacrifice and how much the military family gives back to this country, to all of us. See, they all love our country, and they want to do everything they can each and every day. So don't forget about it. If you get a chance to help a military family, help Maria and the First Sergeant renovate a home or do something like that. I said it about four times during the show. Play it forward. Do something. Don't just sit there not do anything, because I guess what? Some of them need help, and some of them need a lot of help. Thanks for watching, and thanks to New Line Studios, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hoorah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.